Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. God gives us the privilege and the power to do good, show that we care. We care for others.
Be careful to care for each other. Be mindful.
So little time and so much on our minds, are we really reaching to a world that's in need, or do we even see people everywhere need someone to care? Just a simple word may be all we need to share.
Be careful to care for each other. Be mindful in prayer for your sisters and your brothers. Put the needs of others before your
Father, your Son, Jesus the Christ, has set the ultimate example for us as he went about doing good. Your love for the world was expressed to us in everything that he did. As we've heard the phrase, "What would Jesus do?" Lord, help us to have that same mind that he did. Help us, God. Give us the power, the wisdom, to do good to others as much as is within us, that the world may see that Jesus is the Christ, that you are love in us. Make us instruments of your peace, that you can comfort and heal others with your power and for your glory. Amen.
that brings us home and perfect peace. I hear the song that gentle hymn the maestro Jesus lives within. His hand conducts my every task, and every day this prayer I ask, make me an instrument of thy praise. Tune me and polish me all my days. Fill me with love as your song I raise. Make me an
instrument. listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated, don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. It's loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends. Loving God, loving each other, and the story never ends.
We tend to make it harder, build steeples out of stone, fill books with explanations of the way. But if we'd stop and listen and break a little bread,
we would hear the Master say, loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends. Loving God, loving each other, and the story never ends. Loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends. Loving God, loving each other, and the story never ends. And the story.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
About and see there let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me. Lord, when I meet another lost one, give me all the right words I should say. Blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me. Keep me pure. Keep me clean so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me.
This is your call to worship and praise.
With the ear. I will serve you because I love you. You have given life to me. I was nothing until you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken people, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given life to me. I will serve you because I love you. You have given life to me. I was nothing until you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken people, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given life to me. Given life to me.
It is important that we do good. You see, Jesus is the light of the world. God is love. And we are God's representatives, His disciples, His reflection. It's been said that in many cases, we're the only Bible that people will ever read. By our works, our good deeds, they will see that God is real. He is love, and He changes lives for the good. Please join me now for the next few moments as we look into the pages of Scripture as God defines our instructions to do good. Beginning with 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Do good things, even if it hurts. Consider our example. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. So we find in 1 Peter chapter 2. In Mark 10, whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Acts 10, Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good. Galatians 6, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10 talks about the meekness and gentleness, servant attitude of Christ. Philippians chapter 2, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another just as God, in Christ, also forgave you. 1 John chapter 2, he who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He, Christ, walked. Hebrews 12, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and now has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. John 9, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. Matthew 5, you, folks, that's you and me as Christians, are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We're not saved by good works, but saved unto good works. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. 1 Timothy 2 tells us, for women who claim to be devoted to God should make themselves attractive by the good things they do. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So, folks, how can we do good works? Not easy. Fill our hearts and minds with Scripture, God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter 3, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Titus 3, this is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to insist on these teachings so that all who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. These teachings are good and beneficial for everyone. Hebrews 10, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and to good works. And finally, 1 Peter chapter 2, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, that may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation.
Never know how rich my life could be. Pastor's home in Canada, a happy family of 8 children, I can never forget that February night in my father's Ottawa church when as a teenager I came to faith in the Lord Jesus. That was 66 years ago. Later, living in the New York area, my love of singing led to years of study and to appearing on radio programs in and around that great city of opportunity. But there developed a void of a feeling of losing direction. Just at the right time, there came to mind the inspired words, "Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your paths." Though I have missed the mark many times, he has never failed to give new courage and a sense of his presence. Then there came a call to join the staff of a fine Christian radio station in Chicago. I'll never forget. One day, a tall young student from nearby Wheaton College came to the studios to let me know that he appreciated the gospel songs he was hearing over the air. His name was Billy Graham. And soon he was asking, "Bev, why don't you come and be a part of our new evangelistic team?" Years have gone by with travel to many countries and the witnessing of the loving call of our Savior to the hearts of many lives. Yes, I have learned of the tender mercies of our Lord after serving him for 66 years. I can say with all of my heart, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Since I started for the kingdom, my life he controls. the sweeter he grows, the more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Each day is like heaven, my heart.
Testimony of George Beverly Shea. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we refocus our hearts and minds on doing good for the glory of God. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. That's www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, do good. And as Paul told the Ephesians, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you, just as we are forgiven.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I know. just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed.